and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sirca Paints India Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by TIL Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayam Pokharna from TIL Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Peter. Welcome everyone and thanks for joining the Q4 and FY22 earnings call of Sirca Paints India Limited. The investor updates have already been emailed to you and are also available on the website of the Stock Exchange and sircapaints.com. To take us through today's results and management commentary, we have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Apoor Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Shalu Arora, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Surat Singh, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We will be starting with a brief overview of Q4 and FY22 performance, followed by a Q&A. I want to remind you all that everything said on this call that represents any outlook for the future that can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. Some of these risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our prospectus and follow-up annual reports. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Apoor Agarwal. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Samyam. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining our earning call for Q4 and FY22. It is my absolute pleasure to be taking all of you this afternoon. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to my team.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we've lost the connection for Mr. Apoor Agarwal. Please stay connected. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the line for Mr. Apoor Agarwal connected again. So you can proceed.
Thank you. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to my team, the investors and everyone associated with Sirca Paints India Limited for your continued faith and trust in us. I would like to quickly take you all through the performance of this quarter and the full year, post which we can open the floor for questions. I am pleased to present that we have reported another robust quarter despite some disturbance faced in the month of January 2022, especially in the northern part of India due to partial lockdowns in the NCR region. This coupled with a temporary ban on spray paintings in NCR during the winter season that had an impact on our December 2021 sales as well, which affected our performance to an extent in Q3 FY22. Our Q4 sales at 54.10 crores grew by 13.7% year-on-year and were flattish quarter-on-quarter with a marginal increase of 1.7%. EBITDA margins for Q4 witnessed some compression, which was majorly due to some additional year-end dealer compensations, coupled with marginally higher employment benefit expenses due to some new hirings that we have done at new branches and studios, and a slight reduction in the gross margins due to turbulence in the raw material market. I would like to mention that despite the inflationary environment we are present in the currently, your company has been able to preserve its profitability. We would continue to do our best to keep our margins intact. If we look at the annual top line for FY22, our business has clearly changed its trajectory. We have reported our highest ever annual sales at 200 crores. This is a significant growth of about 40% over the previous year's 143.18 crores. The company has also come back strong on the profitability front in FY22 with an EBITDA margins of 18.9% during FY22 compared to 15.2% in the previous year. PAT for the year also stood at 27.73 crores, up by 67% year on year. Now I would like to share some operational highlights and developments. Firstly, we are pleased to announce that the company is adding a resin manufacturing line at its existing Sonipat facility in the same premises where our Unico products are manufactured. As you all know, resins are the key starting raw material for wood coating industry, and it is the single biggest factor affecting the quality at our end product. Of late, we are noticing some inconsistencies in the quality of resins available locally. Thus, as a strategic move, the company decided to manufacture all these key resins in-house. These resins will be used to manufacture our Unico range of products, all the product kitty from NC Melamine and the mass market of Indian PU. We also expect this project to contribute to better margins. The extent of the benefit will be known post-commercialization of the project. Secondly, we have postponed our South Indian wood coating facility by a couple of quarters. First, we would like to have a superior distribution and some aggressive marketing activities in our target market, post which we will go ahead with the plan as communicated earlier. Till that time, our Sonipat facility is going to cater to these markets. I am also pleased to report that in our efforts of optimizing debtor days, channel financing has been successfully introduced with a couple of big distributors and dealers on board initially. The company plans to add about 50 dealers and all its distributors in the coming few quarters. We have received good response from the dealers and the distributors we have on board so far. On the product portfolio side, Unico has fared well during the last quarter. We expect Unico to increase its revenue contribution in the coming quarters and the financial year. We are also receiving an exceptional response on our wall paint category, which has performed well in the year gone by, including our premium category textures finishes from San Marco. For Duranti and Vivan, our plan is to launch these products in a couple of upcoming trade shows and exhibitions. As communicated earlier, our first priority move is its flagship product category, that is hot melt, in our existing OEM channel. With this, I would like to open the floor for the questions. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Mohit Kangwani, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my first question was, how are we planning for the future competition given the fact that JSWS access the space and in 1-2 years, Grasim has aggressive plans like they have set aside a target of 10,000 crores of entering the paint business. And my second question was like, when can we see significant contribution from like our adhesive glue business and the Marco paint business? Thank you.
Yeah. So to answer your first question, JSW and Grasim as of now is not a big question of competition for us. Reason being that their target product is the decorative, which is the wall paint. For now, Sirka Paints India Limited is focused mainly on the PU products, the wood coating products, and our more than 95% of our turnover comes from the wood products. As of now, JSW and Grasim has not announced their key entry in the wood care products or the polyurethane coatings. So for now, I mean, we are seeing it more as an opportunity because the market is going to open up in the decorative segment, and going forward, it is not a serious area of concern for us or a threat, reason being that we don't see any announcement yet of their entry in the wood coating segment. Answering your second question, for Durante and Vivan, we are launching our glue in the trade fair called India Wood, which is happening in the Bangalore from 2nd June to 6th June. So officially, the launch of Durante and Vivan is happening there, where we are looking for the channel partners and the distributors, the product will be launched in the market by end of July. As mentioned during my speech, the first product that we are launching are the hot melts and the urea formaldehyde glues used majorly in the furniture industry. And for San Marco, the sales have already started. We are working with almost 4 distributors and 6 dealers currently for San Marco sales, and the product has shown a decent momentum starting the third quarter of last financial year. And we are expecting very good numbers in this year from San Marco range of products.
Okay. Also, is there any plans for Sirka Italy to increase the shareholding in the company as talked earlier?
Yes, absolutely. Their visit happened in the month of May with the primary objective of increasing their shareholding here. So hopefully, we should hear some news in the coming quarters. The major reason of current delay was the situation with Russia, because for Sirka Italy, Russia is a very big market and they are trying to resolve certain remittance and certain product issues with Russia, which is their main area of concern as of now. So hopefully, once they are able to resolve all their pendency with Russia, the focus towards increasing their shareholding in India should happen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akshay Mathur, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, if you can help us better understand as in how tricky it is to manufacture resins as against, you know, what we've been doing, manufacturing wood coatings. And secondly, if you can also help us better understand as to why we are not directly importing resins from, we continue importing resins from Italy, as I understand that Sirka Italy is already doing it.
Yes, so the manufacturing resin, for what we have understood from last 3 months when we were discussing this project with our chemist and Sirka Italy, is much more easier than manufacturing the finished product. The reason of manufacturing the resins here is mainly to come over these challenges of supply chain, which we have experienced for last 3-4 months. And also, it brings down the cost significantly and increases the quality by almost 20-30%. We are going to manufacture the resins for our Unico and economical range of products. But when it comes to the Italian PU, which we look forward to manufacture in India, for those, the resins are going to come from Italy only. Here, we are going to manufacture the resins which we will use, which we currently use to manufacture NC, melamine, and the economical range of PU. So these 3 products together uses almost 7 different kind of resins, which we are buying from different suppliers, where we were facing a lot of disruption in last 3-4 months because of the turbulence in the raw material market, with the quality also, with the supply also, and the price. With this project, we estimated that we will be able to reduce the cost on the resins by approximately 15% and the quality would go up by 20%. So we are going to manufacture for the current range of economical products. For the Italian products, the resins will come directly from Italy.
Got it. This is helpful. So my second question is on the margins front. Now, I do see a consistent decline in terms of our EBITDA margins, part of which is, you know, kind of explainable due to the high inflationary environment and the raw material cost increases. But I'm trying to get a broad sense in here. And, will it be possible for us to, you know, after things normalize, revert back to our original margins of north of 20-25% in terms of EBITDA margin? Or should we start considering 17 to 18% band as the new normal?
Yeah, see, around 20 to 21% is what we eye as a sustainable EBITDA margins, because we expect the situation of the raw material and inflation to actually slow down a little. And once the raw material situation actually settles down, past we have never seen the price decrease calls coming from the company. So we will be able to actually use this opportunity to increase our EBITDA by 3 to 4%. So it should, the sustainable EBITDA that we expect going forward, considering the external factors, is about 20 to 21%. Also, the cost of employment, the staff cost, which has increased in last couple of quarters, going forward, I think with the current staff cost, we are eyeing to increase our revenue significantly. So from there also, with the right proportion, we will be able to increase on our margins going forward.
Got it. And sir, one last question from my end. So again, this is a bit more hypothetical. But if this kind of inflationary environment were to continue for, say, probably for the next couple of years, as an internal strategy, what would we be aiming at? Like, would we be looking to keep our market share, or probably, we would gain more on the profitability terms? So that is one. And secondly, also if you could, highlight that in the last maybe a couple of years, we forayed into various categories. So the next 5 years, how would you probably see Circa evolving as a company? So these are the last questions from my end.
Yeah. So, yeah, going forward, obviously, considering the environment and the inflation situation right now, the company is focusing on the very strongly focusing on the high value product, because we have always seen that in that segment, we never see a kind of recession even after the inflation things happening. So the company is strongly focusing to nurture, to look forward to the sales through the our high value products, the luxury range of products, which is the Italian Q and the HQ series range. Besides this, to ensure our growth this year, we have done a lot of horizontal and vertical expansion of our product range, which will enable us to reach to the desired growth this year. Despite of the fact that the inflation remains or keep on increasing in this financial year.
Got it. All right, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Kavish Jain, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the postponement of South Indian facility. Are we not receiving a good response from this market, since we have already been in the market for 2 years, I think? Why is it that we have not been able to create a strong failure?
Yeah, so, with our new experience team coming on board, Mr. Narendra Mandiratan of Inderpal, who came from the existing PU market and wall market, the focus for this couple of quarters were on the north and the west market. The reason being that here we found our entry very easy because we already have a very strong footprint, and the incremental sale that we are expecting this year could have come much more easily and much with the less expenses this year. So the focus after the board meeting shifted towards the north and west for this year, because the scope of growth from these existing states where we already have a decent infrastructure was remarkable. There was a big opportunity. So that is why the project of the south was delayed by couple of quarters. The reason being that we are seeing an enormous scope of growth in the north and the west, where we are already performing very well. And if we are able to focus and put our energies and money in these states, the results will be much, much, much more faster. And with these results coming in, by the end of, say, this year, we will be able to hit the south market as well. In the south, yes, I mean, the sales are showing the positive front, especially the Kerala market, for which we wanted to place our new facility in Coimbatore to manufacture the economical range of products. But besides this, keeping in mind the inflation and the external factors for this year, our focus again is going towards the luxury range of products, which still contributes to about 88% of our total revenue, where we are expecting a huge growth from the West and the North Indian market this year.
Okay. Secondly, can you roughly give us the split of how much is the non-Italian fuel sale this year out of the total 200 crore top line?
Sorry. Can you repeat? How much is the
non-Italian PU sale?
Non-Italian PU sale is the sales from the Unico range of product and the wall paint, and which is approximately about almost 14% of our total revenue.
Okay, and like, can you give us the bifurcation as to how much is the San Marco and wall paints and other categories?
Yeah, so total sale from wall and all were actually on the lower side. It was approximately about 15 odd crores, and the rest was coming from the Unico PU.
And I like just a follow-up question on this. And how do you see this non-Italian PU business shopping up in coming years? And like, what is the top-line target you have in mind for coming?
Sorry. Can you repeat?
How do you see the non-Italian PU business shaping up in the coming years? And what is your top-line target for the same?
So just a small correction that the non-Italian product contribution this year was approximately about 20%. And going forward, with the facility of Sonipat, we are going to actually focus on manufacturing the PU range rather than the NCM melamine, where the average realization is more and the product is meant for the quality product. So we are expecting that this year the contribution of the economical range of products, especially the Unico and wall paint, would increase to about 30-35% of the total revenue.
Alright. Lastly, sir, I just wanted to understand the competitive scenario. I think, recently, Astral just got into the industry with an acquisition. What is the kind of competitive intensity change in the wood coating industry in last 1 year? And which player do you think is going to give us the serious competition on the premium wood coating side?
Yes. So the Astral acquisition that happened also was of the wall paint company. So majorly all the action that we have seen in last couple of years with the announcements of JSW Birla, all Astral entering into the or buying out a wall paint company is more towards the decorative side. And we as a company, as I told you, is still focused or currently into the revenue segment coming from the wood coating products. So we have not currently seeing any competition or any threat from these big giants entering into the decorative segment because our presence is more towards the wood.
All right. And are there any price hike in the immediate coming month or two? And if yes, what is going to be the quantum of the hike?
Yeah, so there are hikes which are scheduled for the month of June and July, between 4 to 6% approximately.
Oh, all right, thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Vijay Chauhan with White Horizons. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I just would like to understand, like, we are seeing huge opportunity in north and west side. So which kind of, like, top line growth we can see in next 3 to 4 years? Also, like, we are doing lots of initiative on the raising side as well. So what is the kind of, like, top line we are expecting from a longer term perspective, maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the line?
Yeah, so we now going forward, I mean, we are expecting about 50 to 60% of our revenue growth every year. So this would come from our existing range of product and the expansion of the expansion of the range of the products that we are doing. And the primarily the main the majority of the share of the increase in the revenue will be contributed by the Indian made and the Italian PU. The Indian made PU for now, which we call as the Unico PU, we expect that by maximum 1.5 to 2 years, the plant will be operating at its max capacity, which will contribute to almost about 240 to 250 crores of additional revenue coming from the polyurethane products. So, yeah, to be conservative, yes, we are expecting 50 to 60% of our top line growth for next 3 to 4 years.
Right. So roughly we will be around 400 odd crore company in next 3 to 4 years. Is it safe to assume?
Sorry, how much?
400 crore top line in next 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years, much more than that.
Okay. Yeah. And secondly, on the dealer addition side, so what is the kind of strategy that we are adopting to increase our dealer network, and is there any like program has been done on specifically on this side? So if you can just throw more light on this part.
Yeah, so as company, we are very strongly focusing on increasing our distribution network, which will be the key factor of our growth, revenue growth this year. So, you know, the company has implemented 1st to 5th day of every month as the NDO days, where all the teams are focusing on only new dealer openings, which we call as the NDO days. And we are expecting to add almost about 150 to 200 dealers every month on Pan-India basis, where we are targeting our all the range of products from the Unico to the Italian to the San Marco and the Wall. So with certain range of products, we are adding dealers every month between 1st to 5th, and like this we expect that by the end of the year we will be adding not less than 2000 to 3000 new dealers this year.
Yeah, that's quite helpful. So thank you, and good luck for the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Gupta with SBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I missed out your opening remark. Just wanted to understand the growth driver for your industry. I heard that you're expecting 50 to 60% kind of growth per annum on the sales side. But just wanted to understand the margin profile going forward, the kinds of product addition that you're looking, and also the demand environment in totality. Thank you. Hello, am I audible?
Sorry, yes. So, yeah, you rightly heard us that we are expecting to grow at least by 50 to 60% every year on the top line, with the margins getting better by every year. So we are expecting that the expenses that we are doing towards the infra side and on the manpower will actually balance our expenses going forward compared to the revenue, and the margins would get better in the coming years when the expenses are not growing in the same ratio as the turnover is. So yes, going forward, we expect that the margins in the coming year should get better, and we would be able to sustain a EBITDA of about 20 to 21% going forward.
Okay, and sir, the demand environment, please throw some light on that. Because
yeah, so
growth is quite proper, I mean, while your base is very small, but the growth itself is very, very robust. So just wanted to understand the kind of demand climate that you are seeing in the wood coating and the decorative paint where you are trying to enter into.
Yeah. So the demand side, we have seen, there was a strong pent-up demand in the Q2 and Q3 of the last financial year. In fact, the Q4 also performed very well. In fact, if we talk about current, despite of this tough environment and inflation, we are not seeing any downside towards the demand at the luxury product side, where our major revenue contribution is coming from. But going forward also, as you see, a lot of big players like JSW and Birla and Astral are entering into the decorative segment, and the market is getting more organized, and the demand towards the paint in the paint industry itself is increasing quite aggressively. We see a lot of scope for next 3 to 5 years. The demand, even after strong external factors, should increase. I mean, there is a lot to do in next 3 to 5 years when it comes to the construction and the building segment.
And sir, if you can give some details about the CapEx plan, the revenue addition from those program that you're looking going at. I heard that in next 1.5 year you were saying that a new plant will get commissioned and that will provide 240 to 250 crore rupees of revenue going forward. So if you can just give us what is the kind of CapEx plan that are actually expected to happen from your side, and the how you look to finance those, CapEx?
No, what we mentioned, that 240 to 250 odd crores revenue was from the existing plant, that we should reach there. We should be able to utilize the maximum capacity of our existing plant to reach the 250 to 240 odd crore turnover by this year and a half. So this was for the existing CapEx that we have done. Going forward, yeah, we are going to do a next small capex of about 5 to 6 crore for our South India operations, which should happen by end of this year. And right now, we have done a small capex to develop our resin plant, which is being developed in the existing Nasapur facility, which will allow us to manufacture all our key resins in-house to ensure the better quality and the better prices, and avoid the disruptions in the supply chain.
So, sir, you are saying that with the existing capacity, you will be having the revenue of 250 to 60 crore rupees for the current year, right? But how you will grow? I mean, just wanted to understand if 55 to 6 crore rupees capex you are going to do, then how you will grow 50 to 60% per annum going forward?
No, so the majority of the growth also is coming from the trading business, where we are importing the products from Italy, which is the luxury PU side. the majority share of the business comes from the trading business, where we are importing the products from Italy and distributing it in India, which we expect to grow quite aggressively also in the coming years. Besides this, we are expecting our revenue to grow from the Unico range of products, which is the Indian made PU, which is made in India from the technology of Circa Italy, wherein we expect that by year and a half, we will reach to the maximum utilization of our current facility, which will give us a revenue of not less than 250 to 260 crores with a mix of products, but can reach to up to about 300 crores going forward if we manufacture more of PU. Besides this, we are also expecting our revenue to grow at the wall paint side, at the texture business from San Marco, and the adhesive, which is a new line which will be launched in India in the next week, and the product will be out by the end of July.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Vijay Chauhan with White Horizons. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. And I just wanted to understand more on the resin initiative that we have taken for in-house manufacturing. So what kind of margin improvement or something that we are looking at by doing in-house manufacturing?
Yeah, we are expecting at least on the resin side, which contributes to almost 20 to 30% of the product, we expect that the prices of the resins should go down about 10 to 15%, and the quality would also be much on the better side when we manufacture it in-house.
Okay, so is there any number that translates into the overall margin, like on the operating margin side? Maybe 1 or 2% kind, something like that.
Yeah, so approximately we will be reducing our COGS by 4 to 5 rupees a liter, and with the average pricing, I think it will, in the percentage, should be about 4 to 5%.
Right, yeah. And lastly, on the, there was some impact due to the COVID disruptions in December and January month opening this year. So what kind of run rate, or what was the contribution coming from February and March, if you can throw some light, in terms of sales contribution on the current revenue for the current last quarter?
Can you repeat?
So monthly run rate in the February and March, because we have lost a lot of, I think, 20-25 days of sales in January as well. Yeah.
The average run rate was about 20-21. The March closer, March was a bit better. So average, you can see, was about 22.5.
Right. And the traction is continuing in this inflationary time as well, mostly the April, May, where we have seen spikes in the inflation number.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Apurv Agarwal for closing remarks.
Okay, so I would again like to thank everyone of you for joining this conference, and just to close, I would like to update that we see this year again as a year of opportunities. We have a lot of experienced team coming on board, which is giving us a lot of excitement this year to grow quite aggressively, to grow as per our plans, and we hope that this year will be much more exciting, because we can remain we can avoid the COVID lockdowns which we were facing for last 2 years. So this year the whole Circa team is quite excited to reach to its numbers and reach to the final target. So once again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for having the trust in Sirka Paints and its management, and we would reach your trust, your continued trust in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of TIL Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.